Steve Dallas, and it's Golden Memories Piano Request tonight, and we're real happy to be with you tonight. We're recording at night tonight, so we can actually not make believe it's night. It actually is. So we're happy to be here tonight. Thanks for all your responses over the internet, the email and stuff. And we just really appreciate your responses. And we have some requests that we're going to be playing for you tonight.
Yeah, we're really excited. We had some responses. A Mary Alice from Florida who was appreciated the John Denver and the harp.
Yeah.
And then we heard from Richard from San Francisco. He liked My Way. That's great. It's so nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks very much. So keep the responses coming in. You can reach me at Steve Dallas. Well, just write to the radio station.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it's.
Or call them.
Yeah, and call them. They have a nice response page there on the on my show page, and that's really great. Really appreciate all the work those people do.
Their number is 888-627-6008.
Right. Just call them and tell them.
Or write you in an email. Steve Dallas Piano at SSSnet.com.
Right. Or easier yet, SteveDallasPiano@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. We prefer that one because that way you won't get it confused with all your other thousands of emails.
Gmail is...
Gmail.com. SteveDallasPiano@gmail.com.
Well, Janice, our co-host, is with me here tonight.
I hope so.
If you haven't seen her picture, it is on the show page. Real big.
Darling, it's not real big.
No, just kidding. I'm standing right next to you. So,
I know.
Yeah. Well, as usual, we get started on our show with a little classic. And... So, you know, a lot of the great performers out there, Billy Joel and a lot of guys out there really are good classical musicians. We don't hear about it much. But in this format, you know, we're just being ourselves here. So, start out with a little Mozart. I think I've mentioned before, some great pianist said, when I was young, Mozart was too easy, and when I got old, it was too hard. It's the way I feel right now. You know, it's if you play Mozart, look out, they're going to hear every note, you know. So, but here's the sonata in G major. The K number is 283 for all you really classically trained musicians.
Thank you.
Wolfgang.
Made me want to get up and waltz.
And waltz. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I almost had a big pile of music fall on the keys, and I grabbed it quick. So sorry for that stumble, but hey, it's live radio. Pretty close, you know. Pretty close.
Anything can happen. You could probably hear a dog barking. Or
yeah, that isn't safe there. There. So, well, I've been practicing the piano my whole life. And I can honestly say I love the piano. And I discovered this song about a year ago. And it's by Irving Berlin. It's called I Love a Piano. I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play upon a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers over the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle. Not only music from Broadway. I'm so excited and so delighted to hear a long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow. Give me a P-A-I-N-O-O. I love to stop right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand. Baby grand piano in my living room. I want to find a home for. So if you're around here and you want to keep my childhood grand for a few years, give me a call, and I'll pay for all the moving and everything. I promised it to my daughter, but she doesn't have her house yet. And so if you want to practice on it for a few years, and who knows, she may never want it. May find a permanent home. But it was the piano my mother and father bought for me when I was 13. I had to promise really big time that I would help pay for this piano with my paper route money. And that was a pretty big commitment. And but boy, getting a brand new, or not, it wasn't a brand new, it was an old rebuilt Iverson Pons. And we got it from the Elmer Davis Piano Company. And paid $1,000 for it back when I was, gee, what year was that? Who knows? Early 60s.
Yeah. That was a lot of money back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was entirely rebuilt. You looked in there and you saw all that pretty red felt and all those new hammers. And it was quite a bargain. It was a huge instrument for our little house on Roland Avenue. And I'm sorry, to this day, I beat the heck out of it. It drove my poor dad nuts.
Yeah, and it paid off.
Well, it paid off. It was tough on his nerves.
You played in his church? I mean, what more could he ask for?
Well, that's true. Yeah. I gave back to him, I guess. So, well, anyway, we were excited to get Joe from California? San Jose. Yeah, called in Moon River, and
speaking of Moon River, Andy Williams sang that song. I mean, he made it really popular. It was a Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer's song. And when he started his television program in 1962, that was a big song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. I have some more as Henry Mancini I may get to tonight. I'm not sure. Anyway, Joe loves this song, and he loves the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Have you ever seen that?
I have. It's a lovely film.
Well, honey,
Audrey Hepburn.
You need to keep me up on this thing.
Oh, honey, that was so many years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, we can watch it. It's fun. It's romantic. Do they?
Oh, that's what a great lyric.
You know, Andy passed away in 2012, but we need to say thank you for all the music he brought to us, the lovely music, and all the great things that man did, like the Osmonds.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Osmonds. They've been such a great inspiration to American life.
Well, what are you saying? What did he do?
His father actually, Andy Williams' father, actually heard the Osmonds singing at a Disney, I don't know if it was on the Disney show or what, and he calls Andy and says, you have got to audition these guys.
Aww.
And he did audition them. They came on in 1962 to sing, and Andy received so much mail that he actually put them on his schedule every program.
Really?
And they played till 1969.
Oh, my goodness.
But I actually went back and looked at when Donnie first came on the Andy Williams show, and he sat on Andy's lap. It was the cutest thing. You just wanted to reach out and just kiss his face off. It was the sweetest thing. Even Andy was giggling with his singing. But, I mean, the harmony those boys have and had is awesome. Yeah.
Well, time for a little fun song here.
You did.
Oh, darling, come down. It's actually a musical from 1928.
Right.
Present Army. So, I'm a sentimental sap, that's all.
Yes, you are.
What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill. I'm just like an apple on a bough.
Yeah.
And you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me.
I don't know, honey. I think it was mutual.
I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a baby in arms where you're concerned. So lock the door.
Yeah.
Call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. This became a jazz standard.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah. All the
girls. I like the words, too. How many years we've been married? Is that what you?
No. It was gonna sound a little ornery, so I just.
Oh.
But anyway, since I met you, baby.
Yeah, darling.
My whole life has changed.
Mm-hmm.
This wonderful song by Joe Hunter. What a great song! So, Jan and I are gonna sing that, and I think the feelings are mutual.
They are indeed.
Since I met you, baby. Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And everybody tells me I am not the same. Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man.
Yeah, I know you are, darling.
Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. I'm gonna try to please you in every way I can. Troubles to.
I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to.
Since I met you, baby, all I need is you.
Life has changed. piano. It gives me coat chills. Gosh. All I can say is, oh, my, wow.
I remember how thrilled Paul Handenkrat was when we got married. That was so cute.
Well, Paul Handenkrat, you know, you and I both took piano lessons from him way back when. And
we were kids, yeah.
Yeah, and he knew that I was crazy about you.
He did.
He knew.
What'd you do, tell him?
I don't know if I just told him or if he just saw us together and he could see the love in my face.
Oh, for Pete's
sake.
But
he was a very sweet, precious man, and he wanted to send me to college because he loved my voice.
Isn't that amazing?
And, of course, my parents thought when you go to college, you get your MRS degree.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what that is?
I do.
Yeah, they said you go to college to get married. Well, I thought, you know what, hey, I don't have to go to college to get married, so that's what I did. But, you know, to my first husband.
Right.
But that was sweet. He wanted to do that, but my parents just, you know, they just didn't know. You know, they're from Georgia. You know, the old-time ways and stuff, so... Plus, we didn't have the money, but he wanted to send me.
That's really unbelievable. Can you imagine your piano teacher wanting to send you to college?
Yeah.
He didn't offer to send me to college.
You didn't sing for him.
He
came to my church, actually, to hear me sing.
Is that right?
Yeah, when I was... Our church was at Canton Temple Church of God, down on 15th and Vine in Canton.
How sweet.
And he was just... I mean, he was just blown away.
Aww.
But he said, you know, I had such natural talent. But that was really sweet. I really liked him. And I know years later, when you and I got back reacquainted, he was just elated.
Because
he knew that I had always dreamed of being.
I don't know if I ever told the story on the show, but I started writing music when I was like 14, 15 years old. And I wrote this anthem for church. And he liked it so much, he gave it to his choir. And, you know, that was in the 60s, mm-hmm. and they didn't have copy machines, or if they did, they were too expensive for his little church to have. Mm-hmm. And he made 15 hand copies of that song. He hand wrote them in ink.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I still have one of them out there as a
souvenir.
What's
it sound like? Can we hear it?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember it?
I'm
sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, darling.
You know, that'll have to wait. It just escaped me.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I think last week we did a Billy Joel song, and I thought, I'm going to do another Billy Joel song. I get a lot of requests for this. Well, it's none other than the Piano Man.
Oh, you are the Piano Man, honey. Billy Joe's mistaken.
That's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, "Son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I know it completes.
Thank you.
so high, I thought, well, I'll just let it ride. But it's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile because he knows that it's me that they're coming to see and forget about life for a while. Mm-hmm. And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer. And they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? That brings back memories of ever since I've been, you know, a little kid. I played the piano like kind of like a big shot, you know. like I knew something, you know. Mm-hmm. But they said, you probably won't even speak to me when you get rich and famous. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I'll still hear that, you know. I'm past 60 already, and but still having a good time making music, making people happy.
Yeah.
Every time I'd go out to play, when I was at home with my dad and mom, my dad would always say, "Go bless the people, son. Go bless the people." Isn't that great?
Yeah, you're still doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a privilege to give your gifts back to God, from whom they came. You know. We don't own anything, our gifts, anything. Every ownership is kind of an illusion. But anyway, I'd like to dedicate this next song to our very own Ned, if he's listening tonight.
Sweet Ned. We love you, Ned.
Yes. Hi, Ned.
Ned's in our choir.
Ned's in the
choir. Got a beautiful tenor voice.
He's a veteran. He's a veteran, isn't he?
Yes.
He's got 40 or 50 years in choirs.
I know.
He's got all 20... I've been in St. Joan of Arc 20 years.
Oh, no. Oh, you're going on 21 years.
Oh, my.
Are you kidding?
And he's still there. His wife passed away, about
a year ago.
A year ago.
Mm-hmm. Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. And we've been getting, you know, we've got to be buddies ever since Mary Lou passed away because we go out to eat all the time. And
yeah, we have to take care of him.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
He's just a great guy.
He's a lovely man.
Yeah. So...
What song are you playing, baby?
Time After Time. We actually sang. I was thinking about having Ned come over and sing it with us.
Oh, that would have been sweet.
Yeah. Maybe someday
we'll do that.
I've never sung the verse to this, and I found it today. I'm practically sight reading it here, but it's just so charming, I'm going to sing it. What good are words I say to you? They can't convey to you what's in my heart. If you could hear instead the things I've left unsaid. Time after time I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. Seeing you passing years will show. Italian guy that sang that. I mean, real Italian. He was like,
I can see his face.
I know. And he also sang one of John Denver's song. Perhaps love is like a... Oh. All right. You're right.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. Okay. It'll come to us. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Italian,
yeah,
isn't that amazing? Look what's up next. Love is the Melody, Santa Lucia.
Oh, Love is the Melody. Okay.
So, you'll have to swing that microphone around. And
you want me to sing in your mic or in this one?
Yeah, just swing that one around. That'll work fine.
Oh, just take it off here.
Yeah. This is a text that you have never heard, all of you out there.
The reason being
is because I wrote the text.
I know, right?
Right. And I wrote it for an Italian family who had a death in the family. Of course, I play all the funerals at our church. And I wanted to write a Christian lyric to Santa Lucia. So... here it is.
Sing, love is the melody.
Italian music.
So do I. Yeah. I love Italian food.
Yeah. We probably eat too much pizza.
I wish I didn't.
Come to think of it, the reason I put that song together, wrote the text to that, another reason was so that we could sing it at the Italian festival.
Yeah, which we did, and the people loved it.
Yeah, we go every year, and there's some other songs that we're becoming famous for, like we have Christian lyric to O Solo Mio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're getting famous for that. I wrote another one, which we haven't even done yet, because I found that most people don't know the tune Al Di La. Al Di La. So, anyway, so we'll have that one in the hopper when time comes to. So, anyway, well, we were... I wanted to say I have a soft spot for country music. How about you?
Oh, I have more than a soft spot. I was raised on country music. My folks are all from Georgia, so you know that I mean, how could you be from Georgia and not love country?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, you...
Well, unless you were transplanted, you know, maybe went to New York and lived in New York and went to Georgia. A lot of New Yorkers do not like country music. I know because I lived in New York.
Well... Of course. I mean, I love country music, except for the you know,
the
little
twang,
bit of twang.
Yeah, I don't like bluegrass.
Yeah, that is twangy.
Yeah, my mother loves bluegrass and the banjo and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, she talks like a bluegrasser.
It's so funny. My mother has such a deep southern drawl that my husband, I have to translate what my mother is saying to my husband. He'll look at me and say, "What did she say?" Like, you know, like for hair, she'll say har.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know it.
But you know what? You still come out with those country expressions, the southern expressions.
Right.
Nothing like the country expressions.
I know.
Can you think of one right now? I bet you can't.
Oh, probably not. You're putting me on the spot. But my dad was famous for his
steak. I don't know her from a cake of soap.
Yeah. I don't know him from Adam's house cat.
There we go.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
My dad was famous for one-liners.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Yeah. How about you were your dad's favorite?
Well, you can't
say. Well, I can't say that.
You better take that back.
I take that back.
I think it's only because he was sick, like, you know, morning sickness, the whole time my mother carried me.
Oh,
he said
get
he'd
real.
Be sick at work. He'd come home and just lay across the bed. He was so sick. It's a good thing I was born at 7.5 months, right?
Really?
He couldn't take any more of that. I think that's why he had a closeness, probably, because he suffered.
Yeah. But what is it he said? He said, "You're as cute as a..."
A little speckled puppy in a little red wagon.
Yeah. That's...
Now, how could you... Can you just paint pictures with those words or what?
You can't get any better now.
I know, right?
Right. Especially now that I have a chihuahua that I can't hardly stand to look at. He's so cute.
I know. He's a deer. Our shadow. He looks like a miniature German shepherd.
Oh, I know it.
He's darling, long-eared.
Anyway, talking about country music, here's a lovely song that I learned several years ago. I sing it at weddings.
And, it's perfect.
Keeper of the Stars. And you know something about Tracy Byrd. Tell us real quick.
I do. I'm crazy about Tracy Byrd, especially the Watermelon Crawl. But this song, Keeper of the Stars, he sang this as a appreciation to God for, he said, creating his beautiful wife. I think that's just totally awesome.
I'm sure. It was no accident me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life, heaven smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. And I tip my hat to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what was doing when he joined these two hearts. I hold everything when I hold you in my arms. I've got all I ever need, thanks to the keeper of the stars. Soft moonlight on your face, oh how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve a treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. And I tip my hat to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. Now I hold everything when I hold you in my arms. I have all I ever need, thanks to the keeper of the stars. It was no accident me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
That is beautiful, darling Moo.
Thank you, honey. You know, if I'm not mistaken, I remember you saying something about bluegrass music. But you probably didn't realize that we have a bluegrass song in the program tonight.
Oh, gee whiz.
You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody sings, there's a million parodies to this song probably. Mm-hmm. And we're going to probably sing one at Mother's Day, The Cherubs. I love you, Mommy.
Is that one of the songs you wrote?
Yeah, really. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I held my head
and I cried.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
You'll never know, dear, how much I love you.
Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away. Well, it's getting close to the end of our show. It's getting to be bedtime just about for all of us. And I was going to do a big manly song, but I decided I'm going to leave that till next week. And I've got to be me. That's a real gut buster. So we'll save that for next week. But I love this little man, Henry Mancini song. We sang Moon River earlier. CD. This is a song called Sometimes. Sometimes, not often enough, we reflect upon the good things, and those thoughts always center around those we love. And I think about those people who mean so much to me, and for so many years have made me so very happy. And I count the times I have forgotten to say thank you, and just how much I love them. Say thank you. Thank you very much for supporting me and loving me, me and Jan, my family. And we're singing to you out there because we love you. We can't see you, but we're doing it for the love of music and for the love of you. So you give the station a call and or write me, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, it's getting pretty close to nighty-night, isn't it?
It is.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and baby, I just can't keep awake. Well, I hate to leave you, baby, and I don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
See y'all. Everybody, sleep well. See you next week. Good night.
Good night.